Hi, this is Millie, and welcome to the Escaping Narcissistic Mothers podcast, where you'll find the validation and love you've been looking for. I can help you navigate the difficult waters of going no contact. Please follow me on Instagram at Escaping Narcissistic Mothers, all one word. Hi, everybody. Excuse me. I hope you're having a good day and a good week and a good month. And we're officially almost halfway through September. I know how time flies. I always mention that on this podcast. Just a few updates. I'm still working. So that's really great news for me. I had a little hiccup because I had, let's say, an infection, and it triggered my anxiety. So I missed quite a few days of work, and it wasn't necessary for me to have missed those days, but my mental health was just, it just went downhill, and that's what happened there. But my boss is incredible. So I'm still there. I'm still working 3 days a week. And life has a way of turning things around for you. And I don't know if any of you have noticed this in your own life, but sometimes you give up on something because of circumstances, and then the circumstances that you gave it up for change drastically, and you have to go back to the original plan. And that's where I am now. And I'm being a little cryptic on purpose. I don't want to say anything yet, right? Sometimes we have to keep our plans close to our heart. So I appreciate those of you that have donated to buy me a coffee, anything right now, especially because, let's just put it this way. I need money to do what I want. I need to do. And I want to do it as quickly as possible. I don't want to, you know, speaking with my husband, who's been a little afraid of this, because it is a big change. He wants to, you know, whenever we talk about it, it's so far in the future for me that I've taken the reins on it completely. And sometimes that happens. Sometimes in a marriage or in a couple situation, it's not that he doesn't agree, but I think it's very hard for him to be actively involved until I get the ball rolling. So I'm getting the ball rolling. Let's put it that way. And I'm not, you know, whatever I do, I let him know right away. This is what's happened today. You know, it's the first time I've gotten as far as I have. Those of you that have been listening to me for years may kind of guess what I'm talking about. But again, until things are more set, I don't want to reveal it. But buying me a cup of coffee, or if you can afford two, that would be fantastic. Right now, it's, you know, I'm working part-time. Okay. So what am I going to talk about today? And of course, the link for Buy Me a Coffee is in the description. Also, if you want, please join my Instagram group. If you don't already follow me on Instagram, it's not a group, my page. It's linked on my page. And if you haven't found my Facebook group, it's linked down below as well in the description. Remember that my Facebook group is private and I monitor it. Okay, I might not always comment. It may appear to you that I am not looking. I am very much looking. Just last night, I deleted two comments and blocked someone, and I do that all the time. Okay. I want to keep you as safe as possible in this group. I want it to be so that you have the freedom to post. The one thing I do ask is please don't put memes or pictures in your posts. I'm not going to let them go through. I want to keep it to, this is what happened to me. Is it normal? Can you help me? Give me advice. That kind of thing. Okay. It's a community to help each other. All right. So today's topic, it just occurred to me. I haven't recorded a podcast in a while because I didn't have a topic. I didn't want to go in and force myself to remember things. I just don't want to remember anymore. Especially right now, like, I have other things on my mind. And I want to focus my energy on those things. And I know you guys understand that, right? If you're in a place of your healing where I don't even want to think about those things anymore, that's a great place to be. But the downside is I don't want to do this anymore. You know, I always want to be here for you and I'm always going to come back. I'm never going to disappear completely, even if it might seem like, wow, I haven't seen a post from Millie in a while. I'm here and I'm thinking and one day I get inspired. Okay, so I just posted something that inspired this podcast. And like always, I don't have a script or a plan. I'm just talking to you, okay? This is Millie. This is who I am, and I'm talking to my friends because that's who you are, right? That's how I feel, right? Even if I haven't met you and I don't know who's listening, you're my friends because we have something very strong in common, right? We were all raised by toxic people or have had toxic people in our lives, narcissists. I'm not just going to say toxic. We've had narcissists in our life, and that is something that bonds us like nothing else can bond us. I was just thinking yesterday how narcissism was something that only 2-3% of the population. And I'm like, how do you know what percent of the population is narcissistic when narcissists don't go to therapy and never get diagnosed? But I think that even in social media, I'm seeing that therapists are coming up with that as well. You know, saying, we don't know how many narcissists there are, but it's way, way more than we thought, right? If I could be completely honest with you, I think there's more narcissists than non-narcissists out there. I don't know if it's that I'm super sensitive, I guess. I don't want to use the word sensitive, but sensitive to it, to toxic people. But I just think there's more of them than there are not of them. People who are just manipulative and think of themselves only, and when they talk to you, they talk about other people, right? They're gossiping about other people being negative, and it's not at all about you. It's not like, hey, how are you? How are you feeling? What's going on? This and, you know, chit-chat. It's more like, this is what's going on. And they start complaining, right? These people are just, wow, toxic. Don't try not to deal with them. Anyway, that's not my topic. My topic is kind of being on the other side of the coin. So it is related to what I said. And what I mean by that is, what if you're the person that encounters someone who you know is a narcissistic parent or a narcissistic mother, right? Most of you here that are listening, I know, are in my age range, middle-aged, right? Not all middle, 30s, 40s, 50s, and even 60s, right? And maybe even older. So the people that we're friends with have, there's a good chance they have teenage kids, adult kids, super adult kids, kids with kids, right? And are we talking to people that we notice are narcissistic, and what are we doing about it? That's what I want to focus on today. Are we just continuing? Are we just sitting back and noticing that this person's toxic? I mean, there's not much we can do, to be completely honest. I'm in that situation. Right now, there's two people in my life, not in my life, but part of my life, right? And I notice that they're 100% narcissists. Okay. One I know was abused as a kid, like me. And she's kind of narcissistic, and she kind of falls into a couple of categories. I don't want to be too specific, but of the typical narcissist, because she comes off to the world as, oh, look at what she did. She's great. But she's a narcissist. And then there's someone else who, by the way she talks about her kids, and it was one thing in particular that made me think, oh, this isn't good. And it's not that she was speaking badly about her kids, which is the first thing I wanted to mention from that post on Instagram, is that a parent who gossips about their kid or says negative things about their own child, that's a really bad sign, horrible sign. And anyone who does that and accepts it and believes it is helping that person to be toxic. If there is any way for you to tell their child, hey, your mom is saying these things about you, it's probably, I don't want to give advice like that, because that, if the child is not ready to hear it, you're going to come out as a villain anyway. Maybe getting involved is not the right thing, but maybe staying away from that person is the right thing. It's just not feeding the fire, right? Not listening to the stories and going, oh, yeah, really? Because we don't want to feed that fire. We don't want them to talk negatively. So this person, I could tell because my gut told me, oh, you know, stop, red light, you know. I got that right away. But we happened to talk a few times, and then this person told me that, well, it's a woman, right? She's a mother, and that she didn't want, like, when she got angry at her kids, that she'll cry out of anger, and she'll hide somewhere, like in the bathroom or even in a closet, and cry because she doesn't want her kids to see her being vulnerable. That is awful. Your kids should see your vulnerability. Your kids should be able to see you cry, to have feelings. They need to see you as a human being. Okay? You're not a god because you are their parent. Being a parent is not something, it is something special, but nothing unique. Anyone can pretty much be a parent. And I know there are people that have fertility issues. I'm not talking about that. I'm saying there's a lot of people out there who can just get pregnant or get someone pregnant. And that's how we populate the earth. That's how we keep the species going. This is not something that is so special that you need to act like you're the ruler of the children and you cannot show vulnerability. And that really upset me. And it upset me, but I had to keep my composure and not show that I don't agree, right? To keep the peace. Now, I don't know her kids. I don't know her that well. What I'm trying to do is just keep a distance, because I don't agree with the way that she raises her kids. And that's, in one way, none of my business. And in another way, I don't have to put up with hearing the stories of how she's not being genuine with her kids, because that's a bad sign to me. So the first thing that it says on that post is talking badly, you know, gossiping. If you're talking to someone and they're gossiping about their kids, that is a very bad sign. Okay? You are not supposed to talk about your children. If they are saying that you're crazy, you have mental health issues, or that the person you're talking to is saying their kids have mental health issues, that's a red flag too, okay? Because do they have mental health issues, or have you caused them to have mental health issues, and that's why they go to therapy? Is it your fault? that they're going to therapy, and you're the one that has the real issue, right? You're the one with the personality disorder that's driving your child to get help. You know, it's the only disease, or however you want to put it. I don't think it's not a disease. It's a personality disorder, but it's the only condition where the person who has it gets left alone by everybody eventually, and everyone around them who notices it ends up going to therapy, or even if they don't realize what's going on, they're in therapy. I went to therapy many, many years before I figured out my mother's toxicity. Many years. I am less than 2 weeks away from my mother's 2-year anniversary of her death, or her birthday. Her birthday happens to be a few days later. That's everything is together. I'm surprised she didn't die on her birthday or mine. I guess I should be grateful. But it is kind of, when she passed away 2 years ago, I made podcasts about it, of course. And she died on a very specific day. Two things about that day. I've talked about my past and my boyfriends and whatever. And I dated a boy when I was very young. And I'm talking, you know, sophomore in high school, junior in high school. Who she liked so much that I was already engaged to my first husband. And she was in contact with him still. Because I think there was more to it than just she liked him for me. That's not the reason. The reason is she liked him, right? Because narcissistic women, they're weird about things like that. I know that. So she died on his birthday. Okay? And the last time I spoke to her, or let's say I was 42, I'm about to turn 49. Okay, so it's 7 years, right? Since all of this happened. My mother, she knew that I talked to him from time to time. I stopped actually talking to him years ago, but it was probably after I went no contact with her and my father. So his birthday is exactly 2 weeks before mine. So I never forgot it. And I have a strange memory for things like that. My husband's always like, how do you remember people's birthdays? And like weird. If I see a picture on my camera roll, I know when, where, how it was taken, what the weather was. I can tell you everything. And it's because I have a good memory because I connect things. That's how our memory really works. So if I see a picture of 2019 in June or July, I can tell you how I was feeling because that's right before I was diagnosed with Graves' disease. And I looked very different. I got very bloated and I knew something was wrong, but I didn't see it until I looked back at the pictures and go, I weigh more now than I did then, but I looked way more bloated. So I must have been retaining water or something with the hormones because that's your thyroid working overtime. It's what Wendy Williams has. That's why she's so thin and her eyes bulge out, but that's a different disease. Thankfully, that hasn't happened to me. Knock on wood. That it does not. Okay, so I lost my train of thought because I went off on, I derailed my conversation like I usually do. So I have a good the day she passed away. She passed on his birthday. There's something else that's specific about that day. Before I went no contact with my mom, I was still undecided about my religion. And I was raised Catholic, something I've said many times on here. And there was a saint I came across one day just Googling, and his story, I don't know, it somehow, it was powerful to me. I liked his story. I don't know what's true, what's not true, but he's a modern saint. In other words, there's videos of him because he died in the late 60s, I believe he died. His name is Padre Pio de Pietrelcina. Okay. Interesting man from Italy who had different, because saints have powers, right? They're supposed to, or they can perform miracles. And the one thing that I really liked about him is the fact that people from all over Italy and all over the world would go to his little church to confess because he could see into people's hearts. In other words, he was a super empath, right? I didn't know that till later, but he was super empathic. He could tell if someone was lying, and he was a jerk. He would slap people if they lied to him. I think that's great, though. I'm saying he was a jerk, but I think that's great that he had that ability to just see. So I got really mad at him, and I blamed him, because how could you let this happen to me? How could you let my whole world fall apart in 2017? When what I didn't realize is, and again, there's a part of me that rejects religion, and there's a part of me that still has a relationship with certain aspects of the religion, and one of them is the saint, right? He's still up in my house. I have not let him go completely. There's something special there, and it's like having a relationship with a person almost, right? So, and any of you that may have been raised Catholic may have that same feeling for some saint. His feast day is September 23rd. That's the day my mom died. My mother knew that I had discovered the saint, that I really was devoted to him for a while. And she knew the feast day. And coincidentally, he was born on May 25th, which is my parents' anniversary. And that is their anniversary. The year I had wrong, but the date is correct. So there were so many connections there. And the fact that his feast day was September 23rd, I'm like, well, obviously, there's he's screaming at me, all these connections. And then my mother dies on that day, which has these connections to me. And I always thought to myself, why? Was it a coincidence? That's another story. But anyway, so that's coming up in less than 2 weeks. On a Saturday. It's going to be the 2-year anniversary of her death. My life goes on. And I'm moving in a different direction now. But going back to the idea of, what do we do when we come across someone that we can see as narcissistic? They're not being narcissistic towards us, maybe. But you see that they're treating their child wrong. Or they're talking about their adult child negatively. My true advice, like I said, trying to contact their child and telling them may only make you look like a bad guy until they figure it out and realize it. And then, like with my husband, I had a fight with him because when I first met my husband and he had a few exposures to my mother, he's like, what the heck is wrong with your mother? And I was like, what do you mean? How could you say that about her? You know, and oh my God, he was spot on, you know, and that's, I've told him, I said, if you think I'm an empath, you picked up on my mother immediately. Of course, I was still in the relationship, so I couldn't see it clearly. He's in a toxic relationship right now, not me, it's with something else. And that's part of the reason that I'm doing what I'm doing, that I'm focusing all of my energy on, because of this toxic relationship. And it's not even with a person, because I truly believe you can have a toxic relationship with organizations, for example, right? COVID. Let's put that as an example. COVID was a toxic relationship, and it's still around, you know, which I knew, we all knew would happen, but the numbers are back on the rise. Kids are back to school. It's just, it is what it is, right? I'm nervous because the one thing I've been waiting for since March, because that's when we bought the tickets, is for my birthday. We got Depeche Mode tickets. Hands up in the air for my Depeche Mode fans out there. In October, like a few days after my birthday. And we're spending a few days in Orlando because that's where the concert is. We're spending a few days. We're going to go to, our plan was to go to Disney, to go to the Star Wars thing. We haven't seen that. My husband's a big fan. And COVID's on the rise. And I'm sitting here like, they're not canceling concerts or anything, but I don't want to wear a mask. Depeche Mode concerts are awesome. You can't wear a mask to that. Because everybody's singing. They're up on their feet. You know, if anyone around me has COVID, I'm going to get COVID. You know? I kind of made that decision in my mind. And my husband's like, no. And I'm like, yeah, kind of okay with getting COVID if it's at the Depeche Mode concert. That's how much I love them. They were with me for many years. Their songs comforted me. They were always there. I've been to many concerts already. Well, not many, a few. So I cannot not go. So maybe I'll wear a mask. Who knows? I'll let you guys know. Anyway, so when you are talking to someone who is saying negative things about their child, saying that their child is giving them depression, because my mother literally told me that she was put on antidepressants because of me. I remember that being a moment where I was like, how am I responsible for your depression? Like, how is my life, how are you so affected by what's going on in my life? Which there was nothing that big. I was unhappy as a teacher. By the way, that reminds me, I was a guest on a podcast. I'm waiting to hear when she posts the podcast. But it's Teacher Misery is her name on Instagram. So if you guys want to follow her, I will also post it on my Instagram page when she has it up. But I can't wait till she posts this podcast, because it's me, her, and another gentleman. And it was fun because we just started talking about being a teacher and the fact that our, at least me and the gentleman, have kind of the similar background story about teaching and our mothers. So it was a fun podcast. I had a lot of fun. We did it over Zoom. I can't wait till it comes out. Anyhow, so Teacher Misery, one word. It's like a weird looking apple is her logo. So anyway, we just need to stay away from people like that. We do not want to give those people fuel or attention based on them abusing their children. Because if they're talking negatively about their children, that's abusive. Trust me. Because when they hear that their parent said, oh, my son's a loser, my daughter's a loser, this happened or that happened, and they change the truth. You know that narcissists lie. They take part of the truth and then change it. Like my mom was telling everyone in my family, unbeknownst to me for over 20 years, that she took me out of school, out of college, because I wasn't going to classes, that I would go and smoke cigarettes and drink coffee. Did I smoke and drink coffee? Yes. And that's the truth part. When did I smoke and drink coffee? When I got to school before my classes started, during breaks, during the day. But I went to my classes. Okay, I had a 4.0 GPA until the last semester I was there because I had 6 classes. So I had overloaded myself that semester. And I didn't do well in one class. No one in that class did well because the teacher had a very thick Russian accent and spoke to the board. She didn't talk to us. So that's all I have to say about that. It wasn't true. What she was saying was partially true, but it wasn't 100% truth. And I got so bad when I heard that she had said that I took a screenshot of my transcript and sent it to this person to prove that what my mother said wasn't true. I spoke to someone else who admitted that she thought it was strange that my mother would be talking about me. And then part of me was like, then why didn't you do something, right? It's not okay. You knew it wasn't okay because you have a daughter and you wouldn't do that to her. So why not say something to me? And all of these people, they're not related to me in any way. They dated my cousin, the one that I don't like and wish never existed. They dated him. And they all knew I had brothers way before I did. Like, they knew all the secrets because my cousin told them. So there was a line. Eventually, someone was going to tell me, right? If it kept going. But no, the way I found out was because my brother called me, and that's it. He Googled it, and they tried calling my dad. My mother wasn't smart enough to think, oh, they might call my daughter next and let my dad talk to him, and they could have told me themselves at that point. So, okay, I try to bring myself back to the topic. Should you continue talking to someone who is clearly narcissistic and being narcissistic to their, you know, mistreating their children? I say no. Don't get involved, but don't continue the relationship. Stay away from people like that. You don't want to. They're gonna try to get supply out of you too, right? I am trying to be to Grey Rock, right? And I think I'm doing a pretty good job with this one person doing the Grey Rock thing, right? I will talk to her about things that are not important, insignificant, but if it comes down to something serious, I nod and say and do nothing. I'm not giving her my energy, okay? That's how we should be treating narcissists. They should not be getting what they want. If you are miserable in your situation, get out of the situation. Do something about it. Don't just come in my office and start telling me how much you hate things. That's not helpful for me, for you. If it's so horrible, get out. But I'm not going to advise her to do that. I can't advise her to do that. But stop telling me how horrible some people are and how this person didn't deserve to have that position. I don't care. And I don't care. Okay? Because I wasn't there when any of that happened. If I had been screwed over, then maybe I would care and I would do something about it. But because it didn't happen to me, there's no one in competition with me right now because it's my boss is the VP and I'm the coordinator. There's no other person there in my department. There's no one for me to compete with. My boss, I'm not competing with him. I'm learning from him as much as I can because he's smart. He knows what he's doing and he's very kind. And I'm just taking everything I can from him, you know, as far as elevating my knowledge. And that's it. That's as far as it goes. I don't have to worry about someone taking my position. Nobody wants a part-time position. I'm in an easy place, right? So stay away. Stay away from people who are toxic for many reasons. But the number one reason being, we shouldn't be giving them ammunition. We shouldn't be saying, hey, it's okay with me that you are talking about your kids, right? I tend to be the one who says, well, no, that's not how I did things, but it doesn't matter because you're going to create conflict and that's what they want. Don't even try to tell them. You can't change their mind. You're not going to change who they are. Those poor kids, I mean, there's nothing you can do, because proving narcissism, there's no laws against it. As long as they're not physically abusing children, there's nothing. We know this, right? There's a lot of pages on Instagram about parental alienation and how they get screwed over in the courts. Why? Because they don't know enough about this. And a lot of judges and lawyers are narcissists. It's part of, kind of part of, goes with the job. I'm not saying all of them. No one take offense. I'm saying there's a lot that are, and they're not going to side with the other person. They're going to side with the narcissist. They're not dumb. Okay, well, I'm going to end it there. I think I spoke about a lot of different things, but I hope that you take a stand in that way against narcissistic mothers, okay? You shouldn't help them. You can't stop them, because we don't have control over other people, even our own mothers, right? A lot of you have learned it over and over again. You think they're going to change, and they don't. They don't change. They're not going to change. So the person you're talking to is not going to change. But we don't have to put up with it. We don't have to give them what they want, which is possibly upsetting you, getting you into a fight. And we don't have to listen to them talking about their kids. Gray rock them. And have as little contact with them as possible. That's the easiest way. All right, guys. I hope that was helpful. I love you very, very much. And until next time.